Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is actually the fourth segment of our shiurim on the topic of Over Las Yasan and the Yisod that we've proved so many different ways and we've seen so many chidushim is that the purpose of the bracha before the mitzvah is that the mitzvah should be colored by the bracha. It should be a bracha dika mitzvah, which means that the mitzvah is now being done l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's being done to fulfill the will of Hashem. And therefore it's important that the bracha be made before the mitzvah in order that the mitzvah should have that form, should have that nature of being l'shem Hashem. And that's how we explain the shaliach makes the bracha, even though it's not his kiyum mitzvah, because he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah. And the ma'isa has to have a mitzvah with it. And we also saw, for example, the shita that hashochet below bracha shchitas upsula, because he's a mummer, also davar, as we saw. And then Oda Behuda, because it's a mumras on the shchita, because now the shchita, the bracha impacts the shchita. If it doesn't make a bracha, then it's not a proper shchita. We saw a lot of different sources that bear out this idea. And with this, we can now understand the lashon of Over Las Yasan that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. And we said that Over means samuch. Over Las Yasan, why didn't it just say Kodem Las Yasan? It means right next to the Asiya. In other words, Lorak Kodem, it's not just prior to the act. But rather, right next to the act. Because it has to have a siachasis to the act. It has to relate to the act that you're doing this bracha. So it's not just being done before, 5 minutes before, but right before. And this way, this mitzvah has the bracha together with it. It's a package deal, it's a sandwich. And the Gemara brings the pasuk of Ayara Tzachimo Tzderech HaKikar to tell David about the death of Avshalom by Yavor HaKushi, and he was Makdim the Kushi. So he was after him. First he was behind him. And then Avar Oisoi V'Higdima, then he passed him. So in other words, we see that this Oiver is a Hityachasut. There is a Hityachasut between Achimaatz and the Kushi that he passed. As Bevadai Anyanu Ma'ase B'Yachas Eilav V'Kevan She'ikar Inyan Ha'akdama Hu Kedei Liyaches Et HaBracha LaMitzvah Shela Achareha She'al Yedei Zeh המצווה מוגדרת כמצווה שיש בה ברכה, יש עליה ברכה. So it has to be right next to the mitzvah, so the mitzvah is a bracha dika mitzvah. And therefore we use the lashon of over, that there is this yachasus between, over means before, that he was makdim the kushi, but it also means that there's a relationship between him and the kushi. He passed by the kushi. Just like the bracha, so to speak, passes through the mitzvah. Because kodem doesn't necessarily mean there's a shaychus between the two. But over, as we see in the pasuk, does mean there's a shaychus between the two. So now we understand beautiful lashon of over Las Yasan. And we also understand the kash of menalon, like we asked in the first shir. What's the menalon? Where do we know? So we asked, what do you mean, where do we know? What do you mean, where? We already have Makaris of Rav Papi and Rav Papa, that the bracha has to be before. So what do we bring another Amora for? An Amora to bring a Raya Menalan? We already have the other Amorim, so what is it most if to have Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel? The answer is, Shanachu mechapsim et hatam, v'lo otam v'rak et hamakor. Now we see that the reason, So not only do you have to make a bracha prior, but you have to make a bracha over la asiyasa. That there has to be a yachas between the bracha and the mitzvah. So just saying that it's done before, so if that we already have Rav Papi and Rav Papa, like we saw in the Gemara, the Kulei Alma, you make the bracha before, but how do you know there has to be a siachasis between the bracha and the mitzvah? And from that, for that, we get, and it also explains, we have a makor that there has to be a siachasis, and explains why it has to be before. What's the time? And the answer is that it should be a mitzvah dika, a bracha dika mitzvah. That the mitzvah should be colored by the bracha, should be shaped by the bracha, should be impacted by the bracha, because this bracha is saying that you're doing it for Hashem, and therefore it has to be right before the mitzvah. So now we understand the menalon, even though we already have other sources, but that it's over la'asiyasa, and that we didn't have a source for. So now we have a tam. The over la'asiyasin is the time, because we said over means that there's a yachas, like for Yavor, he passed him, that the bracha should sort of pass through, it should be makdim. There it came before, he ran before him, but here also, you run the bracha before, so there's a relationship between the bracha and the mitzvah. And with this we can understand a difficulty in the sugi here in Sukkah that we started with, Lamites, and in Psachim, Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis, that Abai said and the Mishnah said about Hallel, that Makom Shinagu Levarech Acharav Yivarech, Kol Kemenega Medina, that if the Minhag is to make the Bracha afterwards, then you do, Kemenega Medina, but that's only LaAcharav. But Lefanav it's a mitzvah, it's not totally a Menega Medina, Lefanav it's a mitzvah, because Rav Hidor Mashmuel says, Kol mitzvah varchalem osa avralasa vitzvarchalem overlasiyasim. Wait a second. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel was only mechadish the din of overlasiyasim. But the etzim din of birchas hamitzvahs we already learned from the Mishnah that we quoted in the previous segment of Maaser Sheni Perek Hei Mishnah Yud Aleph, and in the Gemara in Barachas and Daf Mem on Beis from the Psukim of Vidui Maaser. And Ba'arichos in the Tosefta and Perek Vav of Brachas. There they're mefarik, the Nusach HaBrachas. And Eichet in the Sugi and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, Be'birchas HaMila. And in the Brises in the Sugi and Psachim, Daf Zayin Amid Beis. And also later on in Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph in Sukkah. And also in the Yerushalmi and Brachas, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. That we darshan Birchas HaMitzvahs from Psukim. And Rashi and Brachas Mem Chesam at Beis also he brings from Psukim and Shmuel. So the moment the Gemara says that the Bracha La'achareha is Talui in Minhag, it's Makum Shenagu, and we have many, many sources that there's such a thing as a Birchas HaMitzvah, that you have to make a Bracha on the Mitzvah, so when are you going to make that Bracha before? So we already have many sources that you make a bracha. All those that I enumerated are all talking about the bracha before, because they're telling you to make a birchas hamitzvah. And we learn in the Gemara that the bracha la'acharav is only in minhag medina. So therefore, the bracha that we have in all those sources is going to be a mitzvah. So it must be that it's before. That beforehand is a mitzvah. So what are we asking for a makor that you make a bracha beforehand? We have many makoros. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So what's Abai bring for Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel? We have asach makoros. And there's also a difficulty in the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. There the Gemara is told in Birchas HaMegillah B'Makom Shenagu. And Abaye says, yeah, that's Lefanel, you have to make a bracha. It's only afterwards. But Lefanel, you have to make a bracha from Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Why doesn't he just bring from the fact that you have to make a Birchas HaMitzvahs? That's not Talui in Minhag. Because the Mishnah, when it says that it's Talui in Minhag, that's obviously talking about the Bracha Shel Acharei, but the Bracha Shel Lefanei we have many sources for. So why do we have to come on to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel? We have many earlier sources. or the Torah at Turi Evin already was already conscious of this kasha. And what he says there doesn't solve our problem. Ayin Sham Sefer HaKadosh Turi Evin. Based on what we said, it's beautiful. Because if not for the words of Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, we would think that Berachas HaMitzvahs are only Midin Hodah V'Shevach. And then you could say that Hallel is called Kulo Shevach. So you don't need to be Meshabech with the Bracha. The whole word of the Bracha is just Shevach. And Hallel is the Etzem Shevach. Then you don't need the added Bracha. And therefore it's only Talui in Makom Shenagu. Because you don't have to make a bracha because it's already Shevach. And so to Kriyas Megillah. Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, Kriyas is O'alila. So the Kriya is a Hallel. So you don't have to say Hallel on Purim. The Kriya is the Hallel. So if the Kriya is the Hallel, if the Kriya is a Shevach, if the whole Megillah is just a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you don't need a bracha. So for that, the Gemara brings, no, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel says, you make a bracha over la'asiyasan. And what does this over mean? That there's a hityachasut between the bracha and the mitzvah. That the mitzvah needs a bracha. It has to be right before. It has to be colored by that bracha. Because you have to show why you're doing the mitzvah. לכן הגמרא מביאה את רבי יהודה אמר שמואל, הוא מדבר על עובר לעשייתם, עם כל הביורים בלשון עובר, שהובאו שם בסוגיות הגמרא, שמבואר מהם עניין נוסף בברכה, שהברכה פועלת במצווה עצמה. הברכה פועלת במצווה, the bracha impacts the mitzvah. שבזה פשוט, לא שונה מצוות הלל וגם מצוות קריאת המגילה משאר כל המצוות שתקנו לברכה עליהם כדי להשבויי בהם ליצור בהם את מה שפועלת הברכה במצווה. We have to make this mitzvah a bracha dika mitzvah. ולכן הגמרא תלתה את החיוב במה שאמר רבי יהודה אמר שמואל, מה מצד בעצם חייב of ברכס המצווס, because then you would think it's just שבח. But if you hear אמר שמואל, you see it's not just שבח. But that it's an השבויה in the mitzvah, it creates a new מציאס in the mitzvah. As we explained at length, in the previous shiur, previous two shiur, ובזה יבואר מה שכתב כאן תוספות בדיבור המתחיל עובר and it tells us פסוחים בדיבור המסחר בעידנה במיישיב the kasha on ברכס הלל on ברכס הלולב, excuse me, the Gemara says that you make al because meikara mashma, it's talking about what we did before. Why? Because בעידנה דאגבה נופקבה, the moment you pick it up you yotze. Tosfos, how do you make a bracha after your yotze? Needs to be over la'asiyasan. And Tosfos answers that even though you're yotze, you're still oisik b'mitzvah because you have to do the shaking, you have to do the nanuim. So you can still make the bracha. Frek tishagas aryeh simin chof aleph, that if that's true, nimtza sheha bracha Hiala Nanua. The bracha is on the shaking. And only on that there's an overlasiyasan. And therefore you should make the bracha with the lamid. Lih. Because that's mashma lahaba. And not al. Which is mashma meikara. Al natila sulav. You should say alito lulav. Because you're not making the bracha for Ekdesh Shagas Aryeh on the taking of the lulav. You're making the bracha on the shaking of the lulav. How do you figure that? So why are you making an al? You should make a li on what you're going to do in the future. Ayin Shem in the Shagas Aryeh. Based on what we said, it would appear. Explain Rav Man. Since we explain that the inyan of Oivel Asiyasan is not just an inyan of Koidim and of Kadima, of doing it first, Ele Inyan Shel Hityachasut Validei Sheyesh Hityachasut Ben HaBracha LaMitzvah Yesh Chalut Shel Bracha BaMitzvah Atzma. There's a Chaluiz Bracha in the Mitzvah. So as long as we don't have a problem of Masha Nasa Kvar Nasa, like we saw the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus in a previous segment, since you're still Osek in the Mitzvah, so if you say a Bracha now, the Bracha's Chal and the whole Maisa Mitzvah. As long as you're not finished yet, as long as you're still in the process, there's a Chalos Bracha and the whole Maisa Mitzvah. Because it's a Mitzvah Nimsheches. It's just a continuous mitzvah. So even if I make it before the Nanuim, the moment it's chal on the Nanuim, it's chal on everything. On the mitzvah b'chlalusa. So when I already finished the mitzvah, finished. It's too late. Too late. It's not chal anymore on the mitzvah. But as long as I'm still involved in the mitzvah, it's chal on the mitzvah, this bracha, which is exactly what we've been saying. And memeila tzchal not only in the nanuim of lahaba, but also on the netilas lulav of lo deshavar, and therefore al is the appropriate nusach, because also going on the al. So it's beautiful. The bracha is also going on the netila, and there's no chisaron that it's not over lasiyasan, because it's still going to be before the nanuim. So. Over Lasi Yasan. Now it's Chal on the whole Maisa Mitzvah, and that includes the Netila. And it's like what it says here in Tos Dibur Maschil over in Pesachim. Dibur Maschil Aligabe Netilas Yadayim. They make the bracha after the Netila, since you still haven't dried your hands, right? You know that. You do Netilas Yadayim, you make the bracha, and then you dry. Because the bracha is also going on the dry. Because if you eat without with niguv yadayim, it's kilo oichal lechem tami. Ayin sham uvarash psachim uvmashikosav b'zev sefer beis halevi b'chelik beisim in yodalid. Ayin sham. Very pashut she'ena bracha leniguv ela lenetila. It's pashut that the bracha is not on the drying of the hands; it's on the netila. That's why I make al netila sedayim meikara mashma. Why? So what's the pshat? The pshat is as long as you still haven't finished the netila. Because the Netila needs the Niguv, which is the Gemar Netila, the Bracha is still Shayach on everything. And since the Bracha is Shayach on everything, because you haven't yet finished, so it also goes back on the Netila. It's the same thing with the Lulav. As long as you still haven't done the Nanuim, it can go back on the Netila, and then it covers, the Skat Chavilah covers the whole thing. And this we also see from the Ritva and Psachim, Mamish. Chiddush Agabe, Chiddush Agabe, Chiddush. Siyat Dishmayim. That the Ritva in Psachim says that even though you can make the bracha after the Netila Machmas HaNanuim because you're shaking the Arba Minim, nevertheless, when you're Misalik, when you remove the Arba Minim from your hand and then you take it back, so the bracha is no longer coming on Mitzvah Satara. You took the Arba Minim, put it in your hand, put it down, and now you want to pick it up and do the Nanuim. No, Tzishpeit, it's too late. Because now you're not making the bracha al mitzvah satorah, you're making the bracha on the Nanua, which is Shiurei mitzvah medivreim. It's a rabbinic remnant of a mitzvah. Valzein levarech. Ayin sham in the Ritva. So we see lehedi on the Ritva that as long as there was no hefsek, the bracha is not on the Nanuim, like the Shagas Aryeh said, but rather it's on the Netila. The bracha is on the Netila. You just need to be before the when there was a hefsek, then it's already too late. Mashanasa ukvarnasa. There's no way to make a bracha anymore. But as long as there was no hefsek, it's the mitzvah is nimshach, so you could still make the bracha And now the bracha covers everything. And then anuim alone, you're not making a bracha. That's clear. And therefore the Ritva says, if you have a hefsek, and then it's just going to be on the nanuim, lo yazil klum, can't do it. So therefore, we say like this, as long as you're still holding it in your hand, if you're going to do the nanuim, the mitzvah is a mitzvah nemsheches, now you can make the bracha because you're still before the end of the mitzvah, and now the bracha is going back on the netila. You just need the nanuim to, so that you're still in the process of the mitzvah. But the bracha is primarily on the netila. Because you don't have a bracha just on nanuim, that's a shiurei mitzvah. It's explicit in the Ran, in our sugya. He also writes that it's because of the nanuim. And he'll feel tois. Hilkoch, shapir mikri oivir la'asiyoso. And therefore it's called Oiver La'asiyasa, because we're only coming to exclude that you didn't finish the mitzvah before you made the bracha. So it's mefurish that the ikar here is that you didn't finish the mitzvah. As long as you didn't finish the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha. It's still in the category of Oiver La'asiyasa, but the bracha is going primarily back on the netila. We also see this in the Tur in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tov Resh Nun Aleph. The Tur in Aruch Chaim, who writes on the bracha of the lulav, that you should make the bracha after Netilas lulav, but before Netilas esrog, because then he's mezumen le mitzvah. Prepared for the mitzvah, ayin sham, and the tour. So you have the lulav in your hand, and the esrog is coming soon, then you make the bracha. Freck the Bach, that according to the sheet of the Rush in the tour, that if you have all Araminim in front of you, ein ma'akvim zed zeh, so then you're ready, since now I'm akev, if they're all in front of you, then I'm akev, then you're ready yotzei dechoivas lulav benetilos halulav biyado. Ve'ein kan over la'asiyos analav. There's no over la'asiyos and you already did the mitzvah. You're ready yotzei with the netilos lulav. This is not over la'asiyos. And he writes that nevertheless, linyan bracha, it's considered over la'asiyasan, as long as you haven't taken all the dalad minim. Even though afterwards you yotzei lemafreya, look there, look in the sharet sion and sif katan chavches, and that the gra writes not like that, and that's exactly what we've been saying this bach, that as long as you haven't finished the mitzvah, the bracha's chal and everything. So he takes the lulav, he makes the bracha, then he takes the esrog. And the bracha is chal back on the lulav as well, because we don't say mashanasa kvar nasa, because the bracha is chal on the mitzvah. As long as you're still involved in the mitzvah, the bracha can cover the whole mitzvah. Look in the tshuvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger in Madura Tinyana in Siman Yud Gimel. He discusses bracha acharei hadlokas ner Chanukah. Mir paskinin, kov sein zakukla. We paskin that if it goes out, you don't have to rekindle. Kov sein zakukla. And you can't compare it to lulav before the nanuim. Because there, if the person's not minaneya, er shokelt nish dem albuminim, if he doesn't shake his arbaminim, then he's lacking the mitzvah of nanua. But b'ner Chanukah, after hadlaka, b'shir haroi, even if it goes out, he's mekayim the mitzvah legamre. You can't make a bracha. It's too late. Kof sein zakukla. But midivrei harosh, Rabbi Kiveger is medayik, that you should make a bracha. Rabbi Kiva Eger had a problem with that. How do you make a bracha? It's too late. it already lit, you did your mitzvah, and Kav Sein Zakuk La. So based on what we said, we can answer very beautifully and push it. It's not true. As long as there's a hemshech of the mitzvah, you don't say mashanasa kvar nasa. So as long as the candle is lit, there's still a kiyum mitzvah. You're right, there's not a chiyuv anymore. He lit. He did his mitzvah. And if it goes out, he doesn't have to rekindle it. That's all true. But as long as the mitzvah is nimsheches, as long as the mitzvah is continuing, he can still make the bracha. And it's still called over la'asiyasa because it's still before the rest of the mitzvah. And then it's chal also on what you did before, as we've been saying all along. But maybe you can say, no, but Hemsheikh, he's not doing anything. He's completely passive. Like we said earlier, the mitzvah nasis alide shliach, she'ein makom lebirchas ha'mishalech, that the shliach should make the bracha, like we discussed at length in the previous shir, that the shliach makes the bracha, and not the mishalech, because by the shliach there's a kiyum. Even though it's not his mitzvah, it's the mitzvah of the mishalech. So if you're not doing anything, how do you make a bracha? The only thing is, maybe this person already did. He already did ma'aseh mitzvah. He already did the lighting. So he can still make the bracha. Like the Ramah says in Aruch Chaim, Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sifei, on the bracha of Hadlakas Ner Be'erev Shabbos, that you can make the bracha after the hadlaka. Because if you make the bracha before, you're ready makabel Shabbos. I had to get over la'asiyasa and not to be nana. So the ladies close their eyes, cover their eyes, and then they make the bracha, and then they're nana afterwards. So it's still over la'asiyasa. Because the bracha didn't end until your nana. So since the bracha didn't end until the mitzvah didn't end until your nana, so therefore the woman, she can light, and the bracha is still over la'asiyasin, because she, as long as she wasn't nana, the mitzvah is still going on. She lights, she covers her eyes, and then she makes the mitzvah, and then she's nana from the ner. So here also, you already did the lighting, and now that is the hemshech of the kiyum mitzvah, you can still make a bracha. Maybe there could be mechalek, maybe there the hanoz, the ma'aseh mitzvah. And therefore you could still make a bracha before the hanoz, but here the hanoz is not the ma'aseh mitzvah by near Chanukah, maybe it's too late. Koponim yesh lodun harbe v'div Rebbe Akiva Eiger. And his chedushim to Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and Psachim Zayin Amud Beis, who had a difficulty with the rush in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and the bracha of Lachniso, that you can say it between the Mila and the Priya. Even though it's like Netilas Yadayim before the drying of the hands, the drying of the hands is like a hemshech. But how do you say Lachniso Bevriso Shal Avram Avinu if Avram Avinu wasn't given Priya? Priya is after you do the cutting and you split the foreskin. You split the skin that's still there after the chituch. You do Priya. But it wasn't. How do you make a lachnisa brit shal Avraham Avinu if Avraham Avinu wasn't given priya? So how do you make the bracha before the priya of lachnisa brit shal Avraham Avinu? That's not over la'asiyasin. But based on what we said, we can answer beautifully. That we have this din of over la'asiyasin, and that it has to be before. It has to be before the complete mitzvah. When you make the bracha before the mitzvah is completed, so it's chal on the whole mitzvah. So it's like the nanuim, even though the nanuim isn't the mitzvah men haTorah, it's a shiurei mitzvah rabbanan, but as long as you're still involved in the mitzvah of arvaminim, so the brachas chal not only in the nanuim, the brachas chal even on the netilah before. So here also, as long as you're still in the process of doing the mitzvah of bris milah, you can make the bracha of lachnitz of bris shalav ravinu, and then it's going to count even on what was before. You're makayim over la'asiyas, and that it's before the priya. And then the bracha is also chal on the chituch, which was given to Avraham Avinu, because you're still in the process of the mitzvah. So if we wouldn't have a din of over la'asiyas, then a person would make the bracha after the mila, it wouldn't be a problem, because you're thanking God for the mila that was given to Avraham Avinu. What's our only problem? Our problem is we need it to be over la'asiyasim. Okay, so you got over la'asiyasim. You got over la'asiyasim. How are you makayim that? Because you still haven't finished. As long as you still haven't finished, so then it's considered over la'asiyasim. So you accomplish the over la'asiyasim, and then la'achniso goes beautifully on what was before as well. That would answer the problem of the Chasam Sofer, how you can make it between the Mila and the Priya. So, B'siyata Dishmaya, Anachnu Mshachnu Basugya, we saw a lot more, new Chedushim from different areas of Halacha, Brachas, and B'siyata Dishmaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu, she gave us the Koach and the Moach, the Simchas Chaim, and the financial means. And hopefully we will continue, hopefully in this year, Siyata Dishmaya, and many other topics to come. So, the Torah was Pilei Plos. So I thank you for listening, and Mishpizocha Lilmodu Lelameit, Lishmor Belas, Lekhaim is called Divrei Salma Teresa Bihava. Amen, Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.